To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Jill Schlesinger is on the WBEN Lifeline from JillOnMoney.com. Her show is heard every weekend here on WBEN. And we're checking in on the economy, or maybe I should say the economic divide, because not everyone is feeling the same way about it.
Yes, it's so interesting because, you know, if you look big picture, if you're like a numbers geek like I am, and you look at growth rates, right? We say, oh, the economy's growing. Everyone should feel better. We had six really good months and yes, tariff uncertainty, but it doesn't seem like we've got runaway inflation. And all those things kind of would argue for me painting this very rosy picture of where we are now. But that's not what we are hearing on the ground from consumers. Consumers are feeling kind of rotten. And what explains that? Is something that we are calling the K. I'm not doing this. I'm quoting other economists, so I didn't come up with this myself. It's called the K-shaped economy. So I want you to picture the letter K in your mind, okay? That letter K starts with a line that goes down, and then there's two jagged parts, one that goes up, one that goes down. The top arm that goes up represents parts of the economy that are doing well. Let's think about tech and like the AI companies and high earners in the U.S. economy. They own homes. They own investments. They're doing fine. They're not happy about prices rising, but they feel very good. And so when you look at those, that arm that's going up, that really starts to point to like, hey, the economy is doing well coming into the end of the year. But let's talk about that bottom arm of the K. We look at that arm and we say, hey, wait a second. People who make less than $175,000 a year, people who are worried about their jobs, people who are contending with still high prices in things like childcare, elder care, healthcare, housing, automobiles, those people are saying, we don't feel good about the economy. And there's many more of those people who are telling surveyors that they don't feel good than there are people on the upper end. And so it puts this weird haze over the economy. Like, hey, can the economy really do well if 80% of us don't feel so good? And that's the question that is sort of racking economists right now.
Yeah, it's almost like when we talk about the economy, it seems a little unfair to just paint in such a broad stroke, like, oh, the economy, is it doing good or bad? Well, I don't know if you can put everybody under one umbrella anymore.
I think that's exactly right. You know, it's like someone just said to me recently, like, how's the U.S. doing? I said, depends who you are. And that's a weird thing to say. Usually when you have good economic numbers, the underneath that, people who in the, say, the middle to the lower end are actually feeling like they're getting ahead. This is actually what happened during COVID, that during the COVID crisis, as we got more relief from the government, people were like, okay, we're all going to get through this. If you know, if I get out of this and I still have a job, that's okay. And that we saw wages rise for the bottom 50, 60% of the earners out there. So that was when everybody started to feel like, hey, I'm feeling good. But that lasted for about a minute because then we had inflation pop in. And so I think the lagging effect of this inflationary period is that people are really stuck with still high prices. And now on top of that, even if you do have a 401k, if you're a 45-year-old couple and you got a couple of kids and you've got some money in a 401k, it's almost like, who cares? Like the value of my 401k can go up, but that doesn't mean I can pay my babysitter this week because the ability to tap that money is so far in the future. So I think we should be a little bit more expansive in our way to, that we paint the picture of the economy. And maybe it's going to be all A-OK in the end. Maybe we will start to see the bottom half, the bottom 60-70% start to catch up to the feelings of the top. I just don't know if that's going to happen anytime soon, but I tell you one good bit of news, okay? I'm going to give you two bits of news now that I'm back after a two-week break. Number one is that gas prices down below $3 a gallon for the first time in 4 years is good. It's definitely good. And the Fed's going to cut interest rates most likely this week when they meet, and that's going to give some relief to borrowers. And then finally, number three, if you don't completely lose your mind this holiday season and you stay out of credit card debt, you're likely to see a big tax refund in the next few months. So one good reason to keep your head above water during the holiday season and not blow so much money on the holidays is that you may start to feel a lot better if you have $3,000-$4,000 of an average refund come into your hands come March or April. So that's a good reason to say, okay, let me temper my spending for the next couple of weeks because I could get paid for doing so.
That is nice to look forward to that. Okay.
Yeah.
On the Fed, is it pretty much a foregone conclusion that they will lower rates?
You know, I never say it's done deal, but I think that we have Fed officials who have spoken, and they usually don't speak without sort of all getting together and saying, let's put this message out. It looks like there will be a quarter of a percentage point reduction. That brings us to 3.75% for the Fed funds rate. By the way, it's the lowest range in nearly 3 years. I think that people who have big credit card debt, you're going to start to see a little bit of relief, but it's not going to be great. You know, we still have credit card rates that are above 20%. You might see some help when you go out and buy a car, but again, there's two parts of the equation. One is the price of a car, which, by the way, on average here in the U.S. is now 50 grand, which is mind-blowing to me because I haven't bought a car in 12 years. And I think that you think about two different parts of this, which is the overall price levels are still high. Even if interest rates come down, it doesn't make you feel that much better. That's kind of the housing story as well. You might be that mortgage interest rates are down from nearly 8% to 6.2%, which is great. But if the price of the house is still 50% higher than it was 5 years ago, it makes owning that house really hard for the vast majority of Americans.
All right. Well, we'll be looking at that later in the week, Jill. Did you get to watch our bills yesterday?
I want to tell you that we were watching. This was perhaps the best fourth quarter that I've seen in like many years, in multiple years. But can you guys kind of get it together so I can, you know, watch some other stuff and prepare my dinner? So
no.
I can, you know, that fourth quarter, it's exhausting.
It is.
And you know, how bad for me, you know, I'm an athlete. I like watching competitive stuff, but I did feel bad for Burrow when he threw that second tip.
Oof. I didn't.
So brutal. I know that you, it's true. But that was weird to see two consecutive downs like that.
Yes.
That was the strangest thing. I was like, what's wrong with this guy? Of course, they put that stat up. Oh, he hasn't thrown an interception, 136 tries. I'm like, oh boy, here comes the kiss of death.
Here's the thing you got to know about Buffalo, especially when it comes to our sports teams, Jill. We might be good at times. We can be good, but we will never get it together.
I'm on board. I'm on board for the ride, man. I am on board for the ride. So go Bills. I'm excited. The only New York team, remember.
Yes.
That's right. Jill, thanks so much. Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money, jillonmoney.com. And hear her, of course, every weekend and every Monday morning with us.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.